I wouldn't say no.
That's quite an idea, you know, breakfast parties.
Start some in Bath then, Mike.
Yeah, why not? We could have champagne.
If anybody can afford it, after the budget.
Coffee, meanwhile.
Oh, yes, please.
Well, if you're going to have parties, have them a bit later in the morning, that's all.
11 o'clock on Sunday mornings, then. How about that?
Yes, all right. I like it. There you are, your coffee.
Oh, lovely.
Somebody else is up early, too.
Oh, yes, I agree.
Porcelain, maybe? Surely I've forgotten to pay the milkman again. Hello?
Oh, it's me.
Oh, George.
Sorry I'm so early.
Oh, I don't apologize. You come on down. Be nice to see you. Come on in, George.
Oh, George.
Sorry to interrupt your breakfast. Oh, Mike, good morning.
George, morning to you.
A cup of coffee?
No, I just have one, thank you.
Well, have another one. Have two. Nobody's come to.
Shut up, Cliff. This is what a cooked breakfast does to you. It's cereal in future. What's up, George? Anything wrong?
No, quite the contrary. Thanks to Cliff here.
Think nothing of it, George. Think nothing of it.
Oh, but I do. I'm very grateful. Very, very grateful.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Cliff's going to move his things over from Turner's.
Yeah, a few every day. You know, then the rest of it at the weekend.
That will be all right, I hope.
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Of course, of course. Now, where were we? You will be in very, very grateful.
Yes. And to show my gratitude, I've brought over that agreement.
You have?
Yes, signed.
Well, signed, sealed, and delivered, as they say. Kind of better than that.
I was going to return it today anyway, but in view of, well, how helpful you've been, Cliff, I thought the sooner the better.
Thank you, George.
You will find one small clause inserted. My solicitor insisted on it, I'm afraid.
Oh, and what's that?
Oh, it's page 2 about the alterations.
The ones we are paying for?
Yes.
We're going to make the flat self-contained, you see, Mike. Separate front door and all that.
Ah. Well, they have to be subject to my approval.
The alterations?
I'm afraid so.
Well, in that case, I think this is the moment to produce my master plan, don't you, Shirley?
Uh-oh.
I need hardly add that I'm unlikely to object to anything you suggest, within reason.
I don't think there'll be any objections after you've seen this.
Well, it's finished, is it?
Oh,
we've been working on it for days.
Yes,
now, mind where you put it, Cliff.
All right, sure. Good heavens. Move the sugar. Right. Oh. How about that, then?
Hello?
Hello? Mrs. Brewer, what are you doing here?
I'm brushing the carpet. Well, it was in ever such a mess. It really was. Dirty footprints all over it. Those removal men, really. And the dust.
Yes, but how did you get in?
Well, I borrowed Cliff's key. I fixed it with him last night. I told you I was going to come and clean the place for you.
Yes, but I thought you were joking.
Oh, no. Better to get it all nice before the furniture comes in.
Oh, yes, but you don't have to do it, Mrs. Brewer.
Oh, someone's got to do it. And it'll make me feel a bit better.
How do you mean?
Well, it's the least I can do after all that packing up I did for you that I shouldn't have done.
But that wasn't your fault. You were doing it out of the kindness of your heart. It was my idea. You were helping me.
Oh, yes, but I kept on egging you on to do a bit more and a bit more. Still, there's one thing to be said for it. With Cliff doing the move for you, you'll be saving a bit of money.
Yes, there is that. I certainly need every penny at the moment.
Oh, I know, the cost of living's something dreadful, isn't it? So, you see, it's an ill win.
Yes, but I must insist that you stop now, though. You've done quite enough, and it makes me feel, unchivalrous seeing you on your hands and knees like that.
Oh, nothing to beat a nice stiff hand brush. I brought one over with me, and some nice clean duster, and some polish. Oh, I've been having a go at the banister rail,
Mrs.
too.
Brewer,
I'll bring some cleaner for the kitchen tiles tomorrow. Is that a plan you got there?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've got to go down and check something in the basement rather urgently. I hope you'll excuse me.
Oh, yes, of course.
Only I've got a friend coming to lunch. Mr. Tyson, you know. He's going to have the flat above mine, the first floor.
Oh, yes, the gentleman who was with you last night.
That's right. And I've left a lot of stuff simmering on the stove. It's really very difficult, only having an hour for lunch. What with having to get back to the bank and having to check this plan.
You'd like me to pop over and keep an eye on them for you?
Oh, would you, Mrs. Brewer? That would be very kind. Yeah, I shan't be more than 5 minutes. Oh, you want the key.
Oh.
Yes, here we are. It's that one.
Ah, right you are, dear.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and don't you worry about a thing.
I'm not doing that badly, am I, Mike? What?
Maybe you need a refill. No.
What are you on about?
And I thought for a Wednesday I was doing pretty well. I mean, then it's the Wednesday. You've never got out for a drink at lunchtime at all.
As one editor to another, what the hell are you waffling on about?
Well, you look so worried.
Oh. No, I was thinking about Puddle.
Still not turned up?
Not a sign.
Oh, she will. By the time you're ready to leave. When are you leaving, by the way?
Well, Friday. You know that. Why?
Just wondering.
Well, I should try and get away in the afternoon if I can. Good Lord. Matt Fryer.
Oh, so it is.
Hey, hello there.
Hello.
Oh,
this isn't your usual neck of the woods, is it?
No, it's not. I've made a special journey. I thought I just might find you here.
Oh, he's looking at you.
That's right, I am. Look, Mark, I'm sorry. I wonder if...
I can take a subtle hint as well as the next man. Anyway, I've got things to do.
Don't mind, do you mind?
No, of course not. I'll see you later, Liz.
Okay.
Bye-bye, man.
Bye.
Well, I hope it's something urgent.
Yeah, it had to be, wouldn't it? For me to interrupt a career woman in the middle of her working day.
Aren't you going to sit down?
Yes. I'll just bark me crutches.
Oh, do you want a hand?
No. Oh, it's okay.
You're all right, mate.
Yes, thanks. I'll have a large scotch and another of those for my friend.
Right, pal.
What are you after, Matt?
I just thought it was time you and me had a bit of a chat.
I see. And no prizes for guessing what about.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, dear.
And thank you very much, Mrs. Rohr. Oh, just coming, Arthur. I'm so sorry. Everything's such a rush, isn't it? Arthur, don't wait. Oh, you haven't.
I knew you were rather pushed for time. Who is that woman?
Mrs. Brewer.
Yes, I did rather gather that that was her name.
Yes, you met her last night, Arthur, at the Wagoners. She's Donald Fitzroy's sister. You know, nice woman.
She's put sugar in the potatoes.
Hmm. What?
The mashed potatoes. Sugar. Taste them.
Hmm? She has. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Typical.
Typical?
Yes. Always mixing things up.
I must remember to be very careful what I order at the Wagoners in future. Not that I'm a drinking man, of course.
Yes, well, I suppose you could say that the sugar caster looks a bit like the salt cellar.
Not with even the slightest vestige of truth, you couldn't.
No, you're right. You couldn't, really. It's just Mrs. Brewer. Would you like some bread instead?
No. A cauliflower and the beans will be perfectly adequate.
I think I'll have some. Yes, she's one of the warmest-hearted people you could wish to meet, Jessie Brewer. But she'd forget her head if it was loose.
I don't think there's much likelihood of that. She seems to have her head screwed on very well to me.
What do you mean?
Oh, my dear old chap, you're such an innocent. It's crystal clear, even to the most casual observer. That woman is setting her cap at you, George. You don't seem unduly worried at the thought.
Oh, I've got a much bigger worry on my mind than that.
Indeed?
Yes. How am I going to tell Cliff about those plans of his?
What's the matter with them?
They won't do, Arthur. They just won't do.
That's it, then. So, what do you think?
I don't really think I can say anything yet.
Oh, come on, Liz. I believe in coming straight out with things.
I know you do.
I always thought you did, too. For God's sake, let's just say what we mean directly. Skip all this beating about the bush. You can't want Jeremy added back to what you're coping with already.
It would mean one more responsibility, yes.
And more work.
And more work.
All that prep he has to do every night, overseeing that.
All that prep.
Peter trying to cope with the house.
Coping with the house.
And four kids on top of that.
And four kids.
And you with a very responsible job.
Very responsible.
Ah, there you are. You've said it all.
No, Matt, I haven't.
What do you mean?
I haven't said I don't want Jeremy back.
But I...
Extra work, extra responsibility, none of that matters. In the long run, none of that counts.
Well, what the hell does count, then?
What Peter wants.
Oh, come off it, Liz.
What Peter wants. That's what I'm waiting for him to really find out. And that will be what I want.
Okay.
And since you believe so strongly in coming straight out with things, let me tell you, if it weren't that I know you're doing it entirely for Lynn's sake, I would take your coming here to me behind Peter's back very badly indeed. In fact, I would tell you to get lost.
Thank you.